Once you've selected your collection method, you'll need to decide how you'll distribute prayer requests. We want to be sure everyone gets the prayer requests, even if they are absent.
Welcome to the Women's Ministry Toolbox Podcast. I'm Cindy Owenby, your host and women's ministry mentor. I'm the founder of Women's Ministry Toolbox and the author of Rethinking Women's Ministry. The Women's Ministry Toolbox Podcast is for women's ministry leaders and team members of all stages, from new to seasoned, serving in their local church community. If you're looking for hope and inspiration, you've come to the right place. In addition to discussing the nuts and bolts of women's ministry, I'll be asking seasoned women's ministry leaders to share their best tips and the lessons they've learned. Together, we'll learn to build a flourishing, Christ-focused women's ministry.
Today, we're continuing our discipleship series with some helpful tips on collecting and sharing prayer requests in your discipleship, Bible study, or small group. Many leaders have a love-hate relationship with prayer requests. We want to pray for the women in our group, and we love the way that God uses prayer requests to knit our hearts together, but sometimes prayer requests, they lead to gossip or oversharing. And maybe you've struggled to balance your Bible study discussion with a time for prayer requests. Maybe your group has a lot of needs, or maybe you've got a group member or two that share a lot of details with each prayer request. Well, help is here. I've participated in and led numerous Bible studies over the years, and I've picked up some tips along the way that I hope will help. The first thing I want us to remember is that your Bible study or discipleship group is not a prayer group. Bible study, not prayer, should be your focus and purpose. Yet we share prayer requests and praises in Bible study because it encourages members to engage regularly in prayer. God's word tells us that we are to pray for the needs of others. Ephesians 6:18 in the NIV says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people." Prayer cultivates community. Bible study should be a life-changing experience, and prayer helps to facilitate that change. We should pray about our application of the study. Hopefully, requests that are shared will mirror what is being studied. And finally, prayer helps us to celebrate what God is doing in our lives. I have found having some prayer request guidelines in place is just as important and helpful as our discussion group guidelines that we talked about in episode 40. You may find you can even combine the two into one document. Sharing prayer request guidelines is something you'll want to do on that first day of Bible study. Think of these guidelines as guardrails that protect your group and your group members. I found it's easier to be strict at first rather than going back and trying to put guidelines in place where there were none. If your group members need more prayer support than your Bible study or discipleship group can provide, perhaps what they need is a prayer group. Here are seven guidelines you might want to apply to the prayer requests that are shared in your group. Prayer requests and praises in our Bible study group should be personal. We're not praying about the church, the nation, or distant relatives. It's okay to ask for prayer for a neighbor, but train your group members to make it personal. Pray our family will know how to minister to Mr. Jones in his time of need. We should always protect privacy. Use first names only and take care when sharing details. Remind your women that they will likely see family members they are praying for in church on Sunday, so let's not make it awkward. Prayer requests should remain confidential. What's shared in Bible study stays in Bible study. Prayer requests should be optional. No woman should ever be forced to share a request or pray out loud. Remember, we are all in different places on our spiritual journey. Prayer requests should only take a small portion of your Bible study time, 5 to 10 minutes at most, as our focus is on Bible study. And prayer requests should occur at the end of your class. That's if they're done in class. Again, the study is the priority. A friend shared with me that they spent 30 minutes on prayer requests one week, leaving very little time for their Bible study. Put it at the end.
Are you leading a small group or Bible study? Do you sometimes struggle with collecting prayer requests? Would you like some of your quieter group members to share more? As a seasoned Bible study leader, I've picked up some great tips and tricks over the years, and I'm sharing them all with you in my Bible Study Facilitator training course. This course contains 18 short video lessons, worksheets, email scripts, Bible study group guidelines, and so much more. It's everything you need to succeed as a small group or Bible study leader this year. Visit bsftraining.com to register and get more information.
We've covered the why and the what of prayer requests, so let's move on to the how. First, you'll want to decide how you'll be collecting your requests. Prayer requests can be shared verbally or only as written requests. You could pass around a spreadsheet, a spiral notebook, or use index cards. You could go around the circle with each person sharing one or two requests out loud. Limiting sharing to even one sentence may be just what your reluctant ladies need. You don't have to collect prayer requests during your meeting time. You could collect prayer requests via email, text, phone calls, or an app. You don't have to use the same collection method every week either. If you're having a really rich discussion, maybe you don't want to bring it to an abrupt end. Or maybe you want women to pray specifically for one other person in the group for the next week, and swapping those index cards or requests in person would be better. Once you've selected your collection method, you'll need to decide how you'll distribute prayer requests. We want to be sure everyone gets the prayer requests, even if they are absent. You could pass out photocopies. You could trade index cards. You could email, text, or use an app such as Slack, Facebook, or GroupMe. The key is making sure everyone has access and that they are distributed in a timely manner. Here are today's toolbox tasks. 1, create or review your guidelines for prayer requests. 2, prayerfully consider any changes you may feel led to make. 3, take action on those items. While collecting and distributing prayer requests can sometimes feel like a burden, your women will find great comfort in knowing that other group members are covering them in prayer. There's a knitting together that occurs as hearts are connected through the prayers we pray for each other. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Women's Ministry Toolbox Podcast. If you want more help facilitating your discipleship, Bible study, or small group, be sure to check out my Bible Study Facilitator training. You'll find more information at bsftraining.com, and I'll drop the link in the show notes. May the grace of God carry you through difficult ministry seasons. May He direct your steps as you seek to make Him known, and may your love for the Lord be apparent to every woman you serve.